Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Wait a minute. Greg was at a place called Poor House last night. That's going to be a first. It's the Greg Hill Roadshow, live from Brattleboro, Vermont, on WEEI.
Here we go.
With the eighth pick in the 2024 NFL Draft, the Atlanta Falcons select Michael Penix Jr.
Well, there it is.
Wow. Washington. Woo!
That is the first surprise.
We are in Brattleboro, Vermont, Roadshow number one, and certainly a surprise to Kirk Cousins last night, I would guess. Wiggy, was that your biggest draft surprise?
I was absolutely shocked because think about this. We were all under the impression that J.J. McCarthy was going to be at least the fourth quarterback taken. You know, there were talks that he might go ahead of Drake May and all that other stuff. So I was like, all right.
But that was now in hindsight, I mean, that was driven by Jim Harbaugh and Jim Harbaugh alone, right?
Yeah, I mean, I think a huge part of it was. But nobody was really talking because you even brought this up. And I had said, okay, Marvin Harrison with the third overall pick and then maybe trade up into the end of the first round to get Michael Penix Jr. And I was like, all right, I could probably get on board with that. Now it looks like if you took Marvin Harrison – you wouldn't have Michael Penix Jr. We'd be sitting here going, damn,
yeah,
who's the quarterback that the Patriots would potentially take if they had traded?
And that's really kind of, Curtis, when you offer, you were disgusted last night.
I really was.
By several things. But
and I didn't like the pick.
but if the Patriots had done what you wanted, which was Marvin Harrison Jr., who is your quarterback?
Right now it's Jacoby Brissett.
Yeah.
And when you have as many question marks as the Patriots have, you need sure things. You don't have the opportunity to get guys in that we all agree, right? Drake May needs some help. He's not a generational talent. He's not a guy like Trevor Lawrence who lands with the Jaguars and everybody's like, oh, now that's a great team. They're going to be good. We don't know that about Drake May. You know Marvin Harrison's skill set, and you don't know about Drake May. And it sort of plays hand in hand. Drake May will struggle because of an absence of weapons around him. So what are you always say, what are you going to do at quarterback? Well, what's Drake May going to do at quarterback with this roster?
Yeah, but you could get a wide receiver in the second round that you might be able to be like, oh, okay, this could be a Deebo Samuel, a DK Metcalf that could help out the Drake May where and I understand it's a crapshoot, but I'd rather roll the dice on having the quarterback and then potentially drafting a wide receiver versus getting the wide receiver, and now I'm rolling the dice on a quarterback in the second round, which is going to be like a Spencer Rattler or what's the kid from Notre Dame?
Sam Hartman. Yeah, and like, if the quarterback's special, he just raises the talent of everyone around him. Look at C.J. Stroud last year. Nobody thought that he had this great group of weapons, but because C.J. Stroud is really talented, Nico Collins had a breakout year, Tank Dell was really good as a rookie, and that team was very, very good.
And Nick Caserio, I think that was his fourth year. Was that correct?
I don't remember exactly how long he was there.
So for years, he built the roster up. And then they got the quarterback, and then they won a playoff game.
Nobody thought the Houston Texans had a good roster last year. Like before they drafted C.J. Stroud.
But
nobody
did. Guess what, Chime? With the quarterback, the weapons they built and assembled around him with a great offensive line, they were able to maximize the talent of the quarterback they took in the top five.
No, the talent of the quarterback lifted the play of everyone else around him, Curtis. That's the point. So if Drake May is really good, like I believe he is, I know you disagree, but if he is really talented, like I believe, he will raise the talents of people around him. So a guy like K.J. Osborne may have a far better season than any of us could predict.
Do you think that the Texans' offensive line is dramatically better than the Patriots?
No, I think it's marginally better.
Yeah.
They have one player that's like outright better than what the Patriots have, and that's it.
I according to PFF, the Patriots suck at the offensive line. And I would say the Patriots may need to use their first pick of the second round on a tackle.
Well, that's why Wiggy surprises me when he says it's automatically going to be a wide receiver.
So many needs, and we agree on this, Wiggy. If they had just paid for the stupid left tackle for the Jets got, then it's not even a question.
Courtney, your biggest surprise last night when it comes to the draft?
I mean, I was surprised by everything because I just followed Shime's draft. Shime was surprised, so then I was surprised.
I think a lot of people were surprised, so it's okay.
I mean, we were literally sitting there, Shime, at Poor House, and for the top five, every single one, we were saying who they were going to pick before it was announced.
That's fine. Daniel Jeremiah has been doing this way longer than I have. He only got 8. I don't feel bad.
Okay,
but did
Shime.
He get the top 5?
No, he got the top 4.
Oh, wow.
Nobody got the 5th pick. Nobody knew Joe Alt was going to go to the Chargers. Everybody thought it was going to be J.C. Latham because they already had a left tackle.
What did you have as number 5?
I had them taking Malik Nabers, actually. Oh, I had them taking a receiver.
So
I never said I got it right.
Do you end up, if you're the Falcons, do you end up with an Aaron Rodgers, Jordan Love kind of scenario?
That's what I think it is.
Down there.
I think it's a Brett Favre, Aaron Rodgers situation. Because if you're the Falcons, I know you guaranteed him $100 million. It's a 4-year deal. You're probably thinking he's coming off Achilles, maybe 2, and then we go to Penix in the 3rd year, and then we see that Kirk Cousins will be 38, and then you see if you can maybe trade him.
If you're the Falcons, right, and you have a great year from Kirk Cousins, and you win the NFC South, right?
Yep.
It's not a great division anyway. Then you could trade Kirk Cousins for a first-round pick, and you have your guy coming in.
Are you pissed if you're Kirk Cousins, though, Wiggy? Because he apparently didn't find out until right before they made the pick. They called him right before.
Yeah, there's like reports or, you know, speculation out there in the world of the whole NFL that he is, like, stunned and upset. I mean,
he's pissed.
Yeah, I would be.
But boo-hoo. I mean, you just got $100 million. Like, go cry. Why should I have a crackpot theory
if you would like it.
Yes.
I think there's a chance, now this is just a complete theory, but that the Falcons didn't do their due diligence on his medicals prior to signing the contract. They signed the contract, found out he's not going to be really healthy from this Achilles, and they're going to try and get out of the contract due to failed medicals and then just start Michael Penix.
Whoa. Wow.
All right.
But did you watch in the draft room? Because it didn't look like they all knew that they failed. They didn't do the due diligence on his physical. Like Arthur Blank was asking for clarification on what
So that's why I think Terry Fontenot was explaining. The video of Terry Fontenot explaining things to Arthur Blank, by the way, is hilarious. But I think that's why he had to break it down to him one by one, because they just didn't tell Arthur Blank.
That was a big win for Bill, too. Talk about dysfunction in Atlanta. I mean,
Holy smokes.
Yeah. I mean, and we talked about it earlier, Greg. Belichick with McAfee. Seamless. And there's been some people that are angry that Bill hated the media and now he's a part of the media.
Like, who cares?
Honestly, who
cares?
He's
so good on the football stuff, on the player. Like, he just is an encyclopedia of knowledge about everything in the game. I mean, the guy, he should be coaching. He's that good.
Does being on Pat McAfee kind of take away from that?
No.
Because I feel like a little bit it does, because they had some mind reader dude pulling
the mentalist
pulling, and I feel like You got Bill.
I think it makes Bill look and like it makes him seem younger.
Oh, okay.
Don't you think?
Yeah, oh, yeah. I think. And the other thing is something that we all could learn from Bill's approach with the media of being concise. Very, very useful as an analyst because all these other guys are going talking for 15 minutes. Bill's like, he says very briefly exactly what you need to hear. And they were going back and forth about Drake May versus Caleb Williams, and he loved J.J. McCarthy. He was explaining how J.J. McCarthy never makes a bad read.
Speaking of appearing younger, do you know what this is? I want to thank a listener who brought – do you know what that is?
TV Guide, yep. I remember it from my grandmother's house.
Right. Yeah. I want to thank the listener who brought the Drew Bledsoe TV Guide by
– Jesus.
And do you remember – Yeah, Shine, you never had to look at the TV Guide to see what was on.
Oh, no, it used to be in my grandparents' bathroom next to the toilet. Okay. I remember.
So what would be on a night Friday night if we had to go through the TV Guide? Because that's how we'd have to do it. What am I going to watch Friday night?
What time would you?
Friday night, 8 o'clock.
Murder, She Wrote.
Murder, She Kojak, as my grandmother loved Kojak.
Curtis and I were talking on the way home yesterday, and we were saying that we're really lacking a good TV show for Sunday nights.
Yeah.
There's no more Game of Thrones. There's no more Billion, Succession. Like, we need a Sunday night staple.
8 o'clock Friday night, you had Evening at the Pops on Channel 2.
Okay. Mm.
You had Big Brother on Channel 4.
All right.
Boy Meets World on Channel 5.
Topanga.
And you had the McLaughlin Group on Channel 11.
All right.
And then The Strip on Channel 38.
Okay. I guess I'm going to support Boy Meets World.
Channel 56 was Baby Blues.
When people wax poetic about the good old days, this is what they're referencing.
All right. We are in Brattleboro, Vermont, with a whole bunch of incredible listeners. I think the bar is officially open.
It is.
On a Friday. Want to thank everybody here at the Stone Church for having us, and want to thank everybody at the radio group up here at Great Eastern Radio for making this all happen. Want to thank Ken Laird and Griff, our producer. Round of applause for Griff.
Woo!
And the OG Twitch Master, Amen Corner. Everybody, we got to get to Courtney and to what is trending right now.
Now, here's what's trending on WEEI.
Trending now brought to you by Subaru of New England. I have an idea moving forward, a little Twitch game, if we will.
Okay.
We have a good group of Twitchers here today.
Yeah.
We've got Homebrewed, we've got Chris in the Truck, we've got Honey Badger, we've got Nikki. I can't say with the light. We should do a dating game moving forward with the Twitchers.
Do you think they know what a date is?
Yes, I do.
Come on.
I do.
That's rude.
Yeah. That's what I think.
Just kidding. It's not, you guys make fun of me all day. I can return the favor every once in a while.
Just an idea. Spitballing.
Are you seeing something?
I'm just seeing them all get along really well. I don't know. Is Homebrewed married? No, I can't hear what she's saying. She's shaking her head no. But like, I think that she and Chris in the Truck could be a good match.
Really? Ooh, look out.
Wait, you do the matchmaking?
But yeah, or like, you know, we just have a little speed dating section.
Alright.
Yeah, just saying. Anyways, the Patriots draft
Drake. We could do it somewhere that they feel comfortable, like their parents' basement.
Oh, man.
Or Reddit.
Yep. The Patriots draft Drake May with their third pick of the 2024 NFL draft. And the Red Sox fell to the Guardians in their series finale. 6-4 was the final after Cleveland jumped out to a 5-run lead in the bottom of the second. The Sox now back home with the Cubs in town today. 7:10 first pitch with Cutter Crawford getting the start. You can hang out with Rich Keefe at 6:10 on the MassMutual pregame show. And then Joe Castiglione and Will Fleming have the call on the Shaw's and Star Market WEEI Red Sox Radio Network right here on EEI. And as always on the Odyssey app. No playoff games tonight, but tomorrow the Celtics are in Miami to take on the Heat in Game 3, tied at 1 apiece. Tip is at 6 for that one. And then the Bruins are in Toronto, up one game on the Maple Leafs. Game 4 puck drop is at 8. And the Subaru of New England Love Spring event is here. Drive away in a brand new 2024 Subaru. Find your authorized Subaru retailer at SubaruofNewEngland.com. That's what's trending. Here's Curtis with your weather.
All right, Courtney. Beautiful weekend. 45 degrees right now back home in Boston. Afternoon high 55. Sunday partly cloudy. High approaching 70.
Yeah.
Really?
Yes.
Yes.
70. Great at Lynx.
What do I have to do? I have to go to a restaurant pre-opening party in Somerville.
All right, Somerville.
So I don't know if I could squeeze in 18, Curtis.
Every time I drive to Somerville, I realize why I don't go there. Very nice place, impossible to get to.
It is hard to get to.
It's just off of 93. It's not that bad.
From where I am.
I have to work on getting my passport tomorrow. So
okay.
I said
that for the last month. Yeah, you need to get your passport.
You watch. I'll get it done.
Okay.
I got my glasses fixed.
I did notice that last night.
Yeah.
Greg
Same
is like,
frames.
All right. Reminder, 1 week from today, Roadshow number 2, we will be in Rhode Island at Whalers Brewing Company, and we will be right back.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first 3 orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
She once considered moving to a dairy farm in Vermont to make babies and churn butter. But instead, she's the queen of the Greg Hill Show and churns out incredible one-liners.
Here's seismologist.
Okay.
Is that how you pronounce it?
It's Courtney Cox on the Greg Hill Show.
Who is your favorite quarterback in this draft?
My favorite quarterback in this draft, I feel like Drake May is. You watch his tape, just his arm talent jumps off. I mean, he's one guy that, like, to me, like, the one mistake that I did early on in, like, his first couple of games was I moved around too much. Like, I didn't get the ball out on time. I started taking risks that weren't even downfield. They're necessarily scrambling. And when you watch his tape, he scrambles when he needs to. He throws guys open. He has, like, right here, he has rollout ability, like, different arm angles. So
I feel like when you watch like Drake May, you see certain things that you need to play an NFL game.
Wake up, Maggie. I think I got something to say to you. It's late September and I really should be back at school. I know I keep you amused, but I feel I'm being used. Oh, Maggie, I couldn't have tried anymore.
Oh, sounds like C.J. Stroud thinks the New England Patriots made the right pick.
Yep.
When it comes to Drake May. So we'll find out. We'll get to talk to Gerard Mayo about that on Monday's show. We're in Vermont. What a What a 24 hours or whatever it was, 18 hours so far. New Hampshire was great. Keene, New Hampshire last night, Poorhouse. Thanks to everybody there. And thanks to everybody here this morning so far in Brattleboro, Vermont. You guys are beautiful. You guys are the best.
And the bridge over to New Hampshire from the hotel was beautiful last night. And then driving here this morning, though, the lake, I don't know what the heck it is. I don't know where I am, but very
How
pretty.
Far are we from that Crystal Lake that was in the top 25 beaches across the country?
Oh,
or
I don't know.
Was it world? In the
was
world?
Was that in there?
Yeah, Crystal Lake in Vermont. Yeah. That was on there.
Curtis said that was fraudulent because it should be on the ocean.
Beaches is ocean, not lakes.
This is Greg in the truck. Greg, good morning.
Hi, thank you for taking my call.
Yes.
I have a couple of points regarding the Bruins goalie rotation. One of
we haven't talked about that enough over the last couple of months. Yes.
During the regular season, it makes sense to keep them healthy. But like Wiggins has said, I think that the playoffs are different. And where was their commitment to the goalie rotation when they tried to deal Ullmark before the deadline?
Yeah. All right. Thank you. Curtis, hey guys, can you have some patience with the callers?
I don't know much. I can tell you within the first 3 seconds of a call if it's going to be worth the time or not. And so when I recognize it's not going to be worth the time, I check out.
It gives me such anxiety when you start sighing. Like, but 2 seconds into a call, they literally say hello, and Curtis is like,
Did you see the nice lady that came up who works at the hospital in Battle World?
Yes.
Okay, she said she's able to listen from 6:30 to 7.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So we have a finite amount of people's time.
Yeah.
And
you feel like he just wasted all of our time.
Right. Yeah. So let's get to something that's more worthy of our time.
Listen, well, I agree with him on the goalie rotation.
I disagree with him on the goalie rotation.
I mean, that was his
No, I mean, listen, I am afraid that we're going to find out that it is going to be Linus Ullmark who's in net tomorrow night.
And there's no need to be afraid. If the rest of the team comes out playing well – playing with energy, then there's no reason to worry about Linus Ullmark. He's very, very good goalie.
And upside, though, if they lose, bad, but I believe if they lose and Linus gives up 3 goals or 4, then you can officially bury the rotation.
What if they lose and he gave up 1 goal and it was a tough one?
You know what happens?
I still now think he's done.
Now the problem continues.
Yeah. Well,
The frustration of the back and forth continues. The not knowing continues. It seems like Jim Montgomery himself doesn't know which direction it goes in. Continues.
I don't know. I think
if he only loses by 1 goal, and I agree with you, Courtney.
They continue the rotation.
Call me an idiot, and it may backfire on me. But I feel like that this team woke up the other night when Max Domi hit Jeremy Swayman with a stick. Between periods, and I feel like they're not – I don't think it matters to them who's in net. That being said, I think it's interesting that Mike Milbury said on this show yesterday that I don't know if you agree or disagree that you risk pissing Jeremy Swayman off when it comes to next season and getting a long-term deal done with him if he's not your starter going forward.
I don't believe it. I really think that those two are on board with what Montgomery has decided with, which seems to be a rotation.
But unlike basketball, right, in the Celtics, we all expect the Celtics to win the series against the Heat and win by a lot, right? Where we expect the Bruins to win and beat Toronto, but we expect the games are going to be closer.
Yeah.
So the issue becomes if, like Courtney brought up, if Linus loses and only gives up 1 goal and plays well, and then Swayman wins, and even though it's a close game, one guy looks better than the other. One guy plays better than the other.
He's talking about approving a male's appearance.
That is true. That is true. You have to – Montgomery can't continue to do this because all it's going to do is, I don't want to say separate them, but let's stop with the BS. When Swayman says, hey, I want to play every night. Finally, it's my time.
Yeah.
That's him saying, I'm the guy. Keep me in damn nets. right in the damn net to play every single night. This whole, they're kumbaya. Yeah, they're friends. But any man, woman, competitive person does not want to share the stage with somebody else. That's why most bands have breakups, because there's some guy who doesn't like being on the back on the bass going, damn, David Lee Roth gets all the accolades.
Are you saying Michael Anthony? Michael Anthony wasn't like that.
Huh?
Michael Anthony was not like that. Well,
somebody
what
left.
What about Neil Peart?
Was it Alex? Who was the bassist in Van Halen? It was Michael Anthony.
No, I'm just saying that there's somebody in the band that didn't like that David Lee Roth was getting all the – and so that's why with the Linus and Swayman thing, you have to make a decision, Greg. He can't continue to do this every series and every game.
This is Chris in the truck. Chris, good morning.
Hey, guys. I just want to say that X-Bear in the Twitch chat said, talk sports, please.
Chris, thank you.
Alrighty.
But do you agree, though?
I said it yesterday. I changed my mind completely. I want Jeremy Swayman in net. I really do. He looks better. I was going to say way better. He just looks better. What?
Shime's got good audio of Monty on this if we want to use it. He said let's hear what Monty said about Swayman yesterday.
So the fact Swayman's had success against the Leafs, do you buy into the idea sometimes it really just has a team's number, gives him more confidence, or is that just an aberration that you're 5-0 against?
Yeah, sometimes I don't think that. But, you know, when Domi goes off the bench and bumps him on purpose, makes me think that maybe he's in their head a little bit.
So he was asked about Swayman being 5-0 against the Leafs, and Monty said he's in their head a little bit. I think Swayman starts tomorrow night.
Yeah, I mean, he was gushing about him yesterday or whatever, or post-game the other night about how, you know, how dependable he is, how he's his guy. I mean, you should, if he's in their heads, then you should keep playing him.
I agree, but what happens if you play them and they win? How do you then go back to Linus?
They're not. They're right? not.
So he's doing is creating more of a problem by not sticking to one
what
guy.
What if you play him tomorrow night, they win. Then they move on to the next game.
Game five.
They're
3-1 in the series.
They play Swayman again, and he stinks. Then what?
Then you put him in game six and hope he goes to 6-1 against them.
Right.
Telling you.
See, Courtney's right, because you always have the other guy that is looming in the background.
Yep.
And what – I mean
– You make know. A decision before the series and you stick to it.
But here's in a separate – I mean, obviously they had,
again, Linus is not the issue. That's bottom line. Linus is not the issue. Did not lose that game.
Right. So neither is Swayman.
I know.
Swayman's not an issue. He is an asset. He's in the heads of the opponent.
So is Linus.
No, he's not. Linus has had far worse record this year against the Leafs.
I'm not saying whether or not they're in the head, because we can't prove that. We can't prove.
No, but Jim Montgomery thinks
that Swayman may be in the heads of the Maple Leafs. But at the same time, they're not winning. They're not losing games based on their goalies.
Nope. And I think that Swayman's the future, and they tried to get rid of Linus, and it's time to just ride with Swayman.
This is Alan. Alan, good morning. Thanks for calling.
Good morning. Let's go back to this Dream 8 conversation. I'm fully Team Curtis. I love you, Wiggy, but how are you trying to make your case highlighting Mahomes and Brady? They both join teams heavy on talent. The support is needed for the QB to reach their potential. So, Wiggy, I need you to answer this question. What would Brady's career look like if you drafted rookie Brady to this team right now? What's the next 20 years look like?
Well, is rookie Brady a first-round pick? I'm betting it's probably, if based on what we know about Tom's personality and how hard he works and how he loves to compete and all the things that he is, I'm guessing that he's probably pretty damn good.
But we look at Mahomes.
I hate this argument because we did it forever. But you got to – there is a – however much you want to give him, there's a Belichick factor in that whole thing.
Right. Like, Belichick's had a million other quarterbacks. None of them got close to Brady.
Okay.
I mean, it's a fact.
But this is a different team. We're talking about this Gerard Mayo New England Patriots team.
He's a different – Gerard Mayo is a first-time head coach.
Right. But I'm just talking about the quarterback and the difference we're playing. Brady and Belichick are a combination, an item. If Mayo was drafting Tom Brady, right? Because that's what we're talking about. Tom Brady is a rookie, and Tom Brady is a first-round draft pick based on what the caller is saying. Then I'm willing to bet you, just based on Tom Brady's personality and how he works and how he competes and what it looks like Mayo is as a coach who's not going to be a mind gamer like Bill was. You got to be a special, special breed to play for Bill. Special.
Yeah.
Like myself and others.
Right.
But some people can't do it, Greg. Yeah. Some people can't work. We all work in a society nowadays, and we are so soft that we need people in our society when we work where you have to be like, hey, it's going to be okay.
Are you calling these people soft?
No.
These are hardy Vermonters.
No, right. I'm saying that's the way they want us to believe nowadays. So the hard-ass coaches or the hard-ass bosses nowadays, you can't be no more, because if you are, they run to HR and say, oh, they're too heavy on me at work.
Okay,
I can't do the things that I need to do mentally.
But here's the issue with Wiggy's
I'm
point
just
about
keeping it
Mahomes.
Real.
About Mahomes.
Hallelujah.
Nobody loves having a live audience more than Jermaine Wiggins.
I keep my headphones.
Hallelujah.
Anyway, Wiggy is awesome at performing, especially in Super Bowls. Good job, buddy.
I appreciate that.
So the Mahomes example, he is drafted to a team which has a top three receiver in Tyreek Hill, a top five or top three all-time tight end in Travis Kelce. He's been in the news. And has a Hall of Fame head coach.
Yep.
If he doesn't go to the Chiefs, maybe Mahomes, who is the best player in football, isn't what Mahomes is.
Right.
So the point with Drake May is that there is nothing. He doesn't have a Hall of Fame coach. He doesn't have a top three receiver. He doesn't have a top five tight end. And he has
and
an
throw
unknown.
And throw in the offensive coordinator.
Who was fired by the Browns.
Yes. Yeah.
I get that. I get what you're saying. But you know what I'm saying, Greg?
Curtis's whole point is you were more likely to have hit on a generational player with Marvin Harrison Jr. than you were with Drake May. That's Curtis's
right.
whole point.
And then if you have Marvin Harrison Jr. and next year you take Dak Prescott or someone else, then they're entering an organization that has talent. You have Hunter Henry at tight end. You have
okay, so let me ask you this question then. If that's the road you want to go and we're playing, what's more likely that the Patriots do?
I love it.
You get Marvin Harrison,
yep.
right? So you're going with Jacoby Myers because guess
Brissett.
What? Excuse me, Jacoby Brissett, because guess what? You're missing out on J.J. McCarthy, and you're missing out on Michael Penix Jr. based on how the draft
right.
is going.
And Bo Nix.
And Bo Nix. So now you're at, like, that – whatever that tier of quarterbacks are, Spencer Rattler, Sam Hartman, all these next-level quarterbacks. So that's the quarterback of potentially the future, or – are you hoping your team is so bad that you're now back in the top five again?
I think you're doing what Curtis is saying, is you're going to go and try to find somebody
from a
free agent perspective.
But now they're randomly going to pay somebody?
No, no. But here's my point, and this is why I wanted you to say that, because now, based on what we know, you're telling me they don't want to pay Ridley, but now they're going to pay Dak Prescott $200-plus million?
No, and you're right. The reason they took Drake May at three is because they don't want to spend that money. It's a continuation of the way they've been doing the budget. And
so if you're telling me that they're going to be real players for Dak Prescott next year when he's a free agent, or real players to try to get that type of quarterback, then I'll say, okay, I'll take Marvin Harrison.
No, you're right. They're not going to do it.
Shime, who did you have picking at three?
This year I had the Giants trading up, which they really tried to, but they just couldn't get it done.
And then who do you have going in that three?
Jaden Daniels. Yeah, that was wrong.
Okay.
Missed on that one.
I just forgot I won.
I mean,
that's okay. Appreciate it. Thank you.
But you didn't really miss, because I think in one of your 72 mocks, you had it this way, Sean.
Nope, Greg. I only had two mocks, and the previous ones don't matter. The final one's the only one that matters. Okay. So it is what it is, you know?
Didn't his coach tell us he's going to Washington, Brian Kelly?
I know. It was the worst-kept secret in the NFL that he was going to.
Yeah, I didn't buy it.
I'm concerned about your HERP score. Is that what it's called?
HERC.
Oh, Lord.
H-E-R-C.
Okay, all right. This is Dean from Cumberland, Rhode Island, where we will be 1 week from today for Roadshow number 2. Hey, Dean.
Yeah, can't wait. Anyways, Courtney, if the Bruins play better in front of Swayman, why would you not go back to him?
Great question.
I know it's not a goalie issue. You don't it's a goalie issue. But why do you change how a team plays instead of the way they play in front of a goalie? It's baffling that you would not go with Swayman.
Because I think that the reason that Swayman has been playing so well is because he's had these breaks in between and that he knows he doesn't have to go every single night. I don't care what he's had to say about I want to go. I'm saying his physical ability is impacted because you have Linus that's able to step in. But
thank
that's just
you.
Me. I'm not an expert.
Dean, thank you. No.
So then, Courtney, then you don't want to sign Swayman long term.
And get
rid of Linus because now you run the risk of Swayman becoming the full-time goalie, and you don't think he can do that.
Well, I don't know if he can do that. I'm saying that he's as good as he is because he has Linus. I think that they are a duo that is unbreakable.
So then
they're like Laverne and Shirley.
So in your
Ken and Curtis.
So in your world, Swayman and Linus need to stay together.
Yeah.
So you shouldn't. You're not going to trade one.
Yeah, I wouldn't want to.
So Wiggy,
do we have a Ken and Curtis show tomorrow?
We do 9 to noon at America's most beloved ballpark.
Oh, excellent.
Oh.
There you go.
All right. Ken and Curtis show, Saturdays. Tune in tomorrow. We got to take a break.
Ken will be doing communion.
We are in Brattleboro, Vermont, roadshow number one, coming to a close. I can't believe
it. I know. First one in the books.
We'll check in with Gretchen Foyer from Detroit next. And all of our roadshows this season are presented by Miller Lite. It is Miller Time New England and by Harbor One Bank. And today's show, also presented by La Valley Building Supply with 13 locations in New Hampshire and Vermont and at lavallee.com. And by Curtis's favorite, Pekarsky's Sausage, home of New England's farm-made sausage. Curtis is hogging all the sausage. I don't know if you noticed that. We will be right back.
Okay. Picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Back for the final time this roadshow season in Vermont. I would assume we'll be back here next year.
Oh, have to, yeah.
I mean, award-winning location, award-winning friendly Vermonters, those that came over from New Hampshire, you guys are extraordinary. I want to thank Robin and everybody here at the Stone Church for hosting us. Great job by Robin and everybody. The whole radio group up here, Great Eastern Radio, and everybody who worked hard on putting this all together. It has been a blast. Before we go, though, I think we can go to Detroit and see how the cleanup is going after last night out of doors with Gretchen Foyer. Good morning, guys.
Oh, good morning. We got a draft day hangover.
Did you assemble among the – how many people were there last night? It looked like a couple hundred thousand that were there last night.
No, it's over close to 275,000 people.
Yeah, Greg, we were on the People Mover because it's one of the ways to get around this city. And there was a guy on there who was – it was a couple of sheets to the wind. And Foyer was like, oh, there's like 100,000 coming. The guy goes – nah, they said it's going to be more like 300,000.
Well, he was also dressed as the Grinch.
He was.
So, like, I mean, what do you expect?
It was a mix between Halloween and the Rocky Horror Picture Show last night.
It's a different – this is not the Super Bowl vibe. This is not corporate superstars. This is just randos. It's like a state fair times 10.
So there's right. there's no Maxim party or
no
anything,
God
like,
no
the, oh
like
Lord
the, no, none of that no superstars running around. I would say the worst part about it was the press conferences and all the stupid people they allowed in there.
Oh
it's
my
like
God.
It's like B level everything except the security, like B level fans, B level like reporters, like, you know, except us obviously.
Yeah, it's like I'm Joe YouTuber from fartbutt.com. Can I ask Marvin Harrison a question?
Like they're all screaming
and
over
they're
each
all
other,
yelling out. Here's the thing that we learned. Here's our big NFL draft takeaway, Greg. If you actually go to the draft, you get treated worse than if you don't go.
Hey, well, I will say this. So we did get an exclusive.
That's true.
Exclusive. Listen.
We waited 2 hours
for it. We waited 2 hours
for
this stupid interview. We grabbed this dude, and we're going to play it at around 10-10.
10-10.
Hard-hitting questions. No softballs at all. I mean, he's got to know what it's like to be in Boston. Yeah. This country fried rube is what, Gresh likes to call him. Now he's a Yankee.
Yeah, so Gresh, you're on Team Curtis when it comes to that pick last night, right?
Yeah, I wanted Marvin Harrison Jr., and I'm not Mr. Wide Receiver. I mean, because there are lots of people who think, oh, you got to pay them all. Like, even A.J. Brown gets $32 million now. I think Harrison's going to be great. You know, we'll see what – listen, you got – here's what it is. You have a first-time OC, a first-time head coach, and a young rookie quarterback – and people who've never done it before in the head coach and OC positions, what could go wrong?
He's in a terrible mood today, guys. I'm just going to tell you right now. Like, I can't get him off this. Like, I want it, Marvin Harrison Jr. And he's gonna make all of us pay for it for the next 4 hours.
You gotta
and
get
he
him
has no idea that he Marvin Harrison is going to play great. Sure. So are the other five receivers that were drafted in the first round.
Oh yeah, the guy playing with Daniel Jones is going to be a Hall of Famer.
You need to get him a $3,500 steak, and he'll be in a better mood.
Have you tried Drake's Cakes Boston Cream filled yodels?
Oh, those things are to die for.
I defiled myself last night with cupcakes, Twinkies, lemon loaf. It was all over me. I was loving it. I went to bed happy and content.
Well, unlike Caleb Williams, Courtney was catching douche canoe vibes from Caleb Williams last night.
Yeah, there was a little bit of that. I thought the Malik Neighbors, I don't know, I got to get some wig, the leak chain. What a waste of money, man. Am I wrong?
Hey, when you got it, man, spend it.
He ain't got it.
That's what you call discretionary income wigs, right?
That's called a slush fund there.
Yeah.
Hey, that's, and now, especially Christian, in today's NFL, that's all social media and endorsement money. Yeah. These guys ain't spending their checks.
He probably got that in college.
Yeah, these guys. Yeah. It's a NIL money.
Hey, why set up a brokerage account that could help you for the rest of your life? I need a big chain that says leak on it.
Yeah. Positionally, what are the two of you want to see him do today? Wiggy wants a wide receiver.
Same. Okay. Yeah, get it early. Let those guys get some sort of connection. The receiver, whoever the receiver is, they probably won't play a lot either. So it'll be Drake May and fill in the blank of the receiver. And then you hope they become best buddies, the next year.
We had 14 consecutive offensive players go off the board last night. Maybe drafting a corner might be prudent.
We don't agree on anything. He's way too sensible. He's way too sensible. I'm way irrational and just – want it to just offensively work. This
Christian,
guy.
Christian and Gresh, I have a question for you. What happens first? The Patriots host a draft in downtown Boston at the Hatch Cell, or the Patriots go back to a Super Bowl.
It's funny, we talked about that last night, and it's going to be the Super Bowl because I don't think they have the room for a draft. I don't understand. There's
Detroit,
I don't think,
does?
Yeah, they do. Well, it's they took over the it's
they
different.
Spread
it's
it
better.
Out.
It's they spread it out. They tell me an area in Boston where they can have 200,000 people in one area and with unobstructed views. I know.
City
Listen,
Hall Plaza?
Of course, that was dumb. Where would they go? The City Plaza? I don't think. I know we've been. We've had
what about Hall. Where they do Boston Calling?
No.
That music festival.
It's in Harvard.
Yeah,
but I'm just
there's
saying.
There's no way. But they can
fit.
They're not very welcoming.
200,000 there.
I'm telling you, the people would – you would end up having people like in Brighton trying to watch the draft. There's so many people here. Yeah. And so they take over – it's like six city blocks, and there's no room to walk.
Hey, Curtis, maybe we can get the NFL to pay to fix the tee. Am I right? Bring the draft. Oh, that'll be awesome.
Yeah. Tippett's Nut can do the first pick.
Dear Lord. No room. Foyer's right. No room in Boston.
All right. So you guys got interview coming up 10 past.
Yep. So we have Drake May at 10:10. We have Drake May's offensive coordinator from UNC. Foyer got us Chip Lindsey. He's in at 10:30. And then we got Razor. We got Lou. Looks like you guys had a blast. And we will have draft gripes as well coming up at 1:30. And maybe some travel stories of Foyer.
Brattleboro. Bunch of Brattleboro Keen people want to give you guys a round of applause. So.
All right.
Hey, Brattleboro, Ben and Jerry's.
They love you. All right.
Hey, are you at a church?
Yep.
We are.
Yeah, we're at a church.
That is dope. Look at those. This makes me think of Jesus Retha, my grandma.
Yes. Praise the Lord.
All right. Gresham Foyer are next from Detroit. You guys, thank you so much. Nobody has ever been blessed with such an amazing radio audience. You're the best. We love you. We'll be back here next year. Have a great weekend.
Woo!
Yes.
Courtney, have a great Flex Monday.
Thank you so much.
We are back on Monday with Gerard Mayo and Andrew Razor Raycroft sitting in Courtney's chair. And thanks for listening. See you soon. Bye.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.